He cared very, very deeply for them. He believed from the moment he saw them that they were going to be the world stars they became. Nothing was a surprise to him. The fact they overtook Presley was no big surprise to him. He predicted it from day one to me and to anyone else who would listen. So he had that unique vision of what he saw becoming what happened. And he steered them very, very well. His technique was excellent. They couldn't have equaled Brian for being their brother and the fifth Beatle. Nothing could come close to what he gave them, which was absolute love. And that's irreplaceable. And they needed that in those early days. They needed a man with wisdom and a little bit of money. I mean, he wasn't a pauper by any means, wasn't multi-rich, but he did have the backing of his father's record store. He did have grace and charm, which impressed a lot of people worldwide. And he was the acceptable face of Liverpool rock and roll, which was not an easy thing to be in 1962 and 3. And this is all forgotten now, but Brian died in 1967, and he's regrettably, to a large degree, a forgotten figure.